This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump says he did call off military strikes against Iran on Thursday, minutes before they were to happen. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
The president says the military was cocked and loaded to retaliate for Iran shooting down an American drone and asked for final approval about a half hour out.
I said, how many people are going to be killed?
And tells NBC's Meet the Press they told him about 150.
And I didn't like it. I didn't think it was proportionate.
So he pulled the plug. It raises questions about why the president only learned about the potential deaths a few minutes ahead of time. The military would ordinarily provide that well before. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's pleas the strikes didn't happen, fearing the escalation could lead to war.
A strike of that amount of collateral damage would be very provocative.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says that he will take the recommendations of UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet seriously. Speaking after meeting Bachelet late Friday, Maduro said that there are always going to be different criteria in every country, but he told her that she can count on him as president to take her suggestions and recommendations and proposals seriously. Earlier, Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido said that Bachelet will leave two delegates in Venezuela to monitor the country's human rights situation. Georgia and Russia are blaming one another for a series of overnight clashes that erupted after visiting Russian lawmaker addressed Georgia's parliament from the speaker's chair. Outraging protesters gathered outside the building who breached police cordons and raided the chamber. Police tried to quell the melee, but as news of the action spread, thousands flooded surrounding streets to call for the speaker and interior minister's resignations in early parliamentary elections. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the State's Department's annual Religious Freedom Report does expose